You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Dr. Paul Esposito, and I thank you for joining us here today, friends. God bless you. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your day to join me as we together study the Word of Almighty God. We're going to get into something here today, at least here on KCNW in Kansas City, as well as WBXR in Huntsville, Alabama. We're going to continue with our series here of what will be the sign of your coming and of the end of the age. I'm being inundated with this question because my friends and those that I know I have a great passion for Bible prophecy and know I've been teaching Matthew 24 for over 10 years now. And certainly God's got everyone's attention. That's what we're going to do here today and tomorrow on this program, WGOD. Let me cut my small talk down to a minute or a minimum so we can concentrate on the large talk, the only word that only matters, and that is the Word of God. Quickly, WGODradio.com is the website to learn more about me. I encourage you, if you've never heard me before, or if you're questioning me, you want to know more about me, I hope you do question me, and I hope you do want to know more about me. Please read my statement of faith at WGODradio.com. There's a tab on that website that says Statement of Faith. Read it. If you're around here in Merritt Island or Central Florida, my church website is islandcommunitychurch.net. Click on that link that says Statement of Faith. Listen to some of these programs I've been preaching for 10 years. Find out more about me because those are the places you really got to go and look and expose the enemy when you find them, and that is Bible translators and the pulpit. And speaking of Bible translators and manuscripts, that's where we're going to get started today. More on this theme here, the coronavirus and the mark of the beast. My email address is paul@wmiefm.com. Again, paul@wmiefm.com. Been on the radio for 20 years here in Florida, but I'm relatively new in Kansas City and in Huntsville. I encourage you to write to me. Let me know if you enjoy this program, if you like, studying the Word of God here verse by verse. Also, too, for any size gift here to this ministry to help keep this radio program on the air, if you like what you hear here, for any size gift or donation to this ministry, which is Storos Ministries, I will send you a copy of my Bible translation. I'm a Bible translator. You can read more about it at majoritytext.com, and that's where we're going to pick it up here. More people are asking me, I've been preaching this Matthew 24 for years. Sometimes I speak it at men's group. There's one men's group that meets weekly, at least we used to meet weekly prior to this idiotic virus that's turned the world upside down. Matter of fact, let's pray first. Lord God Almighty, we praise your holy name. Lord, we come to you for wisdom, insight. lead us and guide us by your Holy Spirit. Speak to us through your word. Help us to have a solid understanding in a world of confusion. We come to you for wisdom, Lord. Speak to us through your word. We know where you speak. We come to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. For years when I would speak this at a restaurant, sometimes where a men's group here would meet, I would get to this verse in Matthew 24, and there was most of the response I would get is, pass the barbecue sauce. Being a barbecue restaurant here, but I'll tell you what, friend, that's not the response that I get anymore. And this is the verse, Matthew chapter 24, verse 7. It says, for nation will rise up against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. That's where I want to camp out here for now. First of all, the Greek word here for nation is the word ethnos. So this is not exactly as it seems. This is not so much saying that nation like Egypt is going to rise up against Syria or United States against Mexico. But ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group. Remember, what will be the signs of your coming? What will be the signs of the end of the world? Jesus says ethnic group, ethnos, is going to rise up against ethnic group. In other words, maybe black against white. Ethnic group. When you see ethnic uprising and fighting, you will know that my return is near. So there's no greater time that I have seen in my 57 years of Bible prophecy being fulfilled than what we're living in right now. And not only that, let's continue in this verse, kingdom against kingdom, and then it says famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. Let me challenge you to go and look in your Bible right now or whenever you get to your destination this morning and look up Matthew 24:7 and look and see if the word pestilence is in your Bible, okay? Matthew 24:7, again, there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. Is the word pestilence in your Bible or not? Now, unless if you have my Bible translation, which you've written for, or if you have a King James, or if you have a New King James, it's down to us. It's not in any other Bibles anymore. That word pestilence, which is the greatest number one sign to you today that Jesus is coming back soon, it's been taken out of all new Bibles. You won't find it in the ESV. You won't find it in the New American Standard or the Revised Standard Version or the New Revised Standard Version. You won't find it in the Holman Christian Standard Bible. You won't find it anywhere except for these Bibles that come from the Byzantine Greek manuscripts. The King James, which is why it's still around 410 years later. New King James, my favorite translation. I think the most faithful translation, the New King James. My Bible translation comes from the majority text. This word pestilence is taken out of the Bibles. That, and it's in some 95% of every Greek manuscript in existence, is the number one sign Jesus is coming back. This world, this is the greatest sign we have ever seen in our lives. Jesus says, you know that his return is near when the world is full of pestilence. Loimos. We've seen them from the Spanish flu in 1918. SARS, AIDS. We saw it with AIDS before. We'd say, oh, you know, that's a sign. But that doesn't affect me. Or if it did affect you, God bless. You have my condolences that it has affected you. It's affected sinners and not sinners alike. Arthur Ashe, the tennis player, died from it, from infected blood, from an open heart surgery. But nothing has affected us like this has affected us. For nation or ethnic group will rise up against ethnic group, kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. These are the beginning of sorrows. Verse 9, then they will deliver you over to tribulation and kill you. You'll be hated by everyone because of my name. And then, verse 10, and then many will be offended and betray one another and hate one another. You know, that's almost as much of a sign as pestilence is. As Jesus said, again, one of his signs you'll know is coming back is when everyone out here is offended. And aren't we living in that time right now? Everyone's offended out here, no matter what you do. People are offended at Jesus. They're offended at Bibles. They're offended at Christians. They're offended. I mean, just fill in the blank. Certainly, you can't say that's not going on right now. And it's one of these signs that Jesus' return is near. Now, maybe you'd say, well, people have always been offended. Or, you know, there's always been wars. Or these pestilences go back. That's right. There has always been. You can always pick a time. I think the world history is under 100 years where there hasn't been a war going on at some point. But the thing is that when you see all of these things, Jesus says, then the Greek word is recognize that my return is near, even at the doors. And that's the key to understanding Matthew chapter 24. Is when you see all of these things going on simultaneously, know that his return is near. Know that Jesus is coming back soon. I believe he's coming back in our lifetime, friend. Many will come in my name saying, I am the Christ, he says. They'll deceive many. There'll be wars, rumors of wars. See that you're not troubled. All these things must come to pass. For ethnic group is going to rise up against ethnic group. Kingdom will rise up against kingdom, and there'll be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in various places. Now, I'm going to leave you with this thought here for tomorrow, and I encourage you to listen tomorrow as I wrap this up. You know, I was in the supermarket the other day, and something came over the loudspeaker that said, unless if you have a mask on, you cannot buy here. And I've heard it said by governors here, at least five or six governors I've heard so far that say you will not be able to buy. You must take the coronavirus when that comes around in order for you to do business here. And really, ultimately, it's buy or sell. And where does that take you? See, this is where we're going to go tomorrow. And I want to look tomorrow, as I've called this message, the coronavirus and the mark of the beast. I want to look, and we're going to look at the similarities between the Revelation chapter 13 and the mark of the beast. Remember, it says, so that no one can buy or sell except he that has the mark, the name of the beast, or the number of his name. And we're close to the time now where I'd say, without the mask, you can't buy or sell. You can't buy without it here where I live, even in this Republican state. You can't buy without the mask. If you work at a restaurant, you can't sell without the mask. Wow, are we close to this time here right now. Now, join us tomorrow. We're going to wrap this up tomorrow. You are listening to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio. And on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD.